Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 298 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. Awesome. Now let's get to today's question from Bella.
Hey, Pat. This is Bella Rose. Thank you so much for everything you do and are. I am just so appreciative of all of your help. I've been listening to you for a while and I cannot be more grateful. I send all of my friends to you. So I just started podcasting. My show is Delight Your Marriage at delightyourmarriage.com, where I interview amazing people who inspire wives to live in wholehearted intimacy. I'll be launching in March and I had a question. A lot of times my guests touch on topics that are so applicable to a product I'm offering, but I feel too pushy or salesy to mention it on the interview, especially since a lot of the guests are promoting their own book or product that's obviously associated to the content they're providing for free, but you know, they also mention their product. So as you suggest, I want my audience to first and foremost like and trust me. So is it better to just let them find it on the website on their own? Should I mention it in the interview? Or should I break in and have a little advertisement for my product in the middle of the interview? So again, I really love the way you podcast, and I really would love your thoughts because I know, like, and trust you, and it's been a huge, huge benefit. So that's the way I want my audience to see me. So thanks, Pat, again, for everything that you do. I really cannot be more grateful. Awesome. Take care. Bye.
Hey, Bella, what's up? Thank you so much for the question, but also I want to thank you for just the support and the kind words there in the beginning. I truly appreciate it. I mean, this is why I do what I do, to hear things like that. And so thank you. I really appreciate it, and I want to wish you the best of luck on your launch for your podcast coming up this month. So if it hasn't launched already, best of luck. If it has, awesome. Keep up the great work. Now let's get to your question. So you're conducting an interview, and the person who you are interviewing talks about a topic that you actually have a product about. Awesome. That's cool. That's a validation of what you're talking about and what you're creating products for. That's excellent. You have a perfect guest on the show, obviously. Now, there's a fine line here. And I think the best way to think about this is kind of who you are speaking to and who your audience is. That's, you know, one and the same, but also the person you're interviewing. So for and out of respect for the interviewer, it would be a little bit rude, I think. I mean, I know different people have different opinions about this, so we can all talk about it on Twitter, actually. Use the hashtag AskPat298 if you want to follow up with Bella, and we can talk about this. But my thoughts are, okay, during the interview, if somebody were to mention some topic and then, you know, they had a product for it as well, and then I come in and chime in with a pitch or just a mention of my own product that is a competitor to that product, I wouldn't feel good about that. You know, I'd feel like I was just being used, or, you know, if I was that person who had originally come on your show, I'd be like, oh, well, I thought I was going to get a chance to talk about my thing. Now, there's obviously opportunities for you to become an affiliate for that product, which is really interesting. Or you can, you know, mention it later in the episode, which we could talk about as well. But I think, you know, out of respect for the person you're interviewing, you don't want to just mention it right there. I mean, I'm sure you weren't going to do this, but let's say, for example, somebody comes on Ask Pat and says, oh, you know, I have a product. It's about, you know, it's a podcast, you know, player, and it does all this cool. Oh, by the way, did you know that I have a podcast player? It's at smartpodcastplayer.com. Like, that's just rude, right? And obviously you wouldn't do that, and I don't think anybody in their right mind would do something quite like that. But it could come off that way, and is kind of what I'm getting at. So you don't want to do that. Now, breaking up the show with an advertisement for a particular product that you have related to that content. Again, if that person doesn't have a product, then I think that's perfectly fine and actually recommended. I mean, you are getting people to listen about a particular topic, and if you have a product that relates to that particular topic or category, then by all means, you have every right to put that right in there. I mean, you should, and you would be doing your audience a disservice if you didn't mention that. But just kind of if they have that product and they're in the middle of that interview and then you kind of interrupt that interview with an ad for your own stuff, again, that just doesn't look good. That leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Now, if we get to the end of the episode, for example, and you're doing a recap and you properly share the person who you're interviewing, you're properly sharing and letting people know who are listening that they have a product and, you know, you give that person some good exposure, then I feel like it's okay to put in yours at the end too. Now, some of you might not agree with me, and again, it depends on the situation, it depends on the relationship and things like that that you have with this person, and you obviously want to, you know, I think this is something I would do. If I was going to do that in that episode, I would ask that person if it was okay to, you know, get their permission to do that, which I think would be a very generous thing to do, and I think in most cases they would say yes because they're a guest on your show, so it's your show, you could do whatever you want with it, but I think just the idea of you asking just, you know, eases that a little bit in the ease of the tension that could perhaps sort of stir up from a situation like that. Now, again, I keep mentioning this, if this person does not have a product, then whatever that category show is about, you should absolutely be promoting the products and you know, items related to that particular show. Now, let's talk about the show notes. The show notes is something different. That's something that you drive people to who are listening to then your website where you have all this information. And then, yes, I think it's okay to have it there too. You're going to have links for that other person, but you're going to have links to your own stuff too. And perhaps they're not right next to each other, but maybe at the end of the post in a little highlighted box. It just that seems like it's a little bit more justified. I mean, it's again your own site, and it just happens to be in a post that has a competitor's product or a friend's product in it. But it's at the end of your post, and you're highlighting your own stuff related to that content. I think that's totally fine too. So, what do you guys think? Use the hashtag #AskPat298 and leave your comment on Twitter. Bella and I will both follow to see what's up and see what you guys think about it. But I don't think it's as bad as you might think. Again, if you just don't interrupt during an interview, then you know, you're not being pushy or salesy. Now, of course, in how you pitch your product, that's going to determine whether or not you know, you're coming off across as salesy or pushy also. But, you know, really, I mean, what works for me is just being honest with people all the time. And really transparent, and that even goes with talking to those people who are going to be on the show and telling them, you know, what you're going to do, and just continually being honest with your audience as well. Like, hey, this person's product is great. Their content was fantastic. Their free content here on the show is awesome, and I happen to have one too. But again, not right in the middle of it, because you want to let them know that you appreciate their time on, and you're not just hijacking them. But you know, in the show notes, at the end of the episode, I feel like that's perfectly fine. So what do you guys think? Use the hashtag AskPat298, and you can let Bella and I know what you think. Bella, thank you so much for this great, intriguing question today. I really appreciate it. And an AskPat t-shirt is going to be headed your way for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to the SpeakPipe widget. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you listening in today, and I do want to end with a quote from Steve Maraboli. He says, "Forget yesterday. It has already forgotten you. Don't sweat tomorrow. You haven't even met. Instead, open your eyes and your heart to a truly precious gift today." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of AskPat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show.
for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.